In session 5 of Turning Your Talent into Income, we're going to learn about a different aspect of identifying future opportunities, and this is the aspect of people opportunities. So in session 4, we learned about business and industry opportunities. In session 5, we're going to learn how to find people opportunities. So what is a people opportunity, and why do we need to identify them? Well, it turns out that we humans have a peculiar aspect of our development, and it goes like this. We tend to become who we surround ourselves with. We tend to become who we surround ourselves with. If you look around at the 5 people that are closest to you and you average them out, okay, you get yourself. Okay, so if you take the 5 people around you and you average their incomes, that's probably about what your income is. Okay, and I'm saying the 5 closest people to you. If you look around and look at the self-esteem of the 5 closest people, that's probably about your self-esteem level. If you look at the average health or fitness level of the 5 closest people to you, on average, you're probably an average of those. And those people around you are an average of the 5 closest people to them, and so on and so forth. And you're one of the 5 in their group, too. All right, so this creates an interesting kind of problem to solve. And that is, if you're going to turn into the people that you surround yourself with, well, then success starts to become an indirect game. Okay, so you might actually write that down. Success is an indirect game. The more you learn about it, the more you realize that success is an indirect game. Meaning that unlike woodworking, where you take a piece of wood and you carve on it and you make it into what you want it to be, or you saw it up and you make it into a table, long-term success is not something that you do directly. It's something that you do indirectly through the conditions that you set up in your life. Okay, so success is an indirect game, and it happens as a result of conditions that you set up in your life. And so now it's time to reveal part of the strategy of this entire program. What I'm trying to do is not give you the magic key to success. I'm not trying to give you the magic button that's on the internet that you push and money will be deposited into your bank account or anything silly like that. What I'm trying to do is teach you some of the key conditions that you need to look at and set up and intentionally put in place in your life so that when you wake up in the future, success is growing and success is emerging. Okay, so wherever you're at right now in your life is the result of many different decisions and conditions that you've put in place that have directly and indirectly led to where you're at right now. Well, if you want to create this thing called success, it's an indirect game. And so, in order to win, you have to set up all of these conditions. And then the outcome that you want to have happen, okay, so success, for example, is something that happens automatically. It happens on its own. It turns out that this is true of success in all areas, whether it's health. Health is an indirect game. You can't just take a pill and be healthy. You have to do several different things if you want physical health. And when you do these things, like give your body enough water to hydrate itself and to clean its cells, right? So the cells know what to do on their level. They have to have enough water. You give it enough high-quality nutrients so that it can rebuild itself. Because, again, the cells, they know what to do. The organs, they know what to do. They just need to have the raw materials. You give your body exercise. You give it sleep. You give it breaks. Okay? You do all the things that you need to do. Well, then this thing called health, it's what's called an emergent. It's something that emerges when multiple factors are all working together and all humming along. if you have a relationship with someone else and you want that relationship to be successful, you can't just do one thing and have it be successful forever. You can't just say, I love you, or you can't just buy a gift, or you can't just write someone a card and then it's good forever. A healthy, successful, growing relationship is an emergent process where many different factors are all working together, and then this one thing, this one emergent phenomena or property called healthy relationship emerges. And success is the same. Okay, and success is one of my favorite topics because it's one of these things that seems so kind of so common. It's around us, but it's kind of just out of reach in a way. It seems like you could just reach out and grab it, but then when you really go after it, it's further away than it seems, like a rainbow or like the moon when you're young and you're walking toward it and trying to figure out, why does it seem to be moving away from me? Well, it's because it's something that you can't get. It's something you can't push a button and have. It's something that emerges when you put many conditions in place. So the emergent success that we're directing our effort toward here is increasing income. Okay? Increasing income. And the way that we create this result, okay, or this emergent property, more proper, is by identifying our talent, identifying opportunity in the world, connecting talent or gift to this highly paid need or this opportunity, then to develop our talent or gift into this strength that is in demand, that bridges the gap between these, and then ultimately to get on a path of creating more and more and more value. And if we do those five things, okay, we identify our gift or our talent, we identify opportunity, we create the connection between the two, then we develop our gift into a strength that's in demand, and then we focus, okay, focus on creating more and more value. That's when this emergent result called income and increasing income, it shows up. It kind of happens on its own. We get caught up into it, and it's almost like we don't have any control over it at that point. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, he talks about when success comes and when the money starts to really come, it comes with such force and consistency that we say, where's it been all this time? It's like, how did, you know, why now? Well, that's the phenomenon of emergence. So the question I have for you is, who do you need to become so that you can take advantage of this connection, okay, that we're seeing between your talent and the opportunities that are out there? And then what business or industry do you need to go into, and what company do you need to go into where your talents, your opportunities will be grown and maximized? And then what we're learning right now in this session is, what people do we need to surround ourselves with so that we become who we want to become? Because the individual people that we surround ourselves with, this is what's going to have the most direct impact on us. Okay, so the most direct impact on us individually and who we're becoming. The industry, the business, they act as the context for the opportunity, okay, and for the growth of that opportunity. The people that we surround ourselves with are who we're going to become on an individual level. So who do you need to become? What's your vision for yourself, and particularly the next step for you beyond where you are now? Not doing more of the same, but the next step up. Which of your talents do you need to develop into strengths so you can take advantage of the future opportunities? And who do you need to be around in order to become that person so that it happens on its own? It's automatic. It's inevitable. So Brian Tracy first introduced me to this idea of the reference group in his amazing audio program, The Psychology of Achievement. And in there, he points out that we become who we surround ourselves with. And he points out that even if you go to a seminar, you go through a training program, you learn some amazing new stuff, and you're totally convinced that you're going to use it, okay, it's obvious you should, you know that you can, there's nothing stopping you. But then you go back to your reference group and you hang out with the same people. Their thinking, their beliefs, their limitations, their culture, it will act as a magnet that will hold you in the place that you were in before. Now, this is one of the hardest things to swallow as a human when we're on our way to success. When we want to turn our talent into income, one of the hardest things to swallow is the people that we're closest to, who we love and who love us, are actually holding us back from the next level. And that means that we have to let some of them go. Okay? And we have to move on and get other people who are at the next level and pull them in close to us. Now, what, of course, we're not going to do is, you know, call up everyone we know and say, you're holding me back, you're a bad person, and I'm not talking to you anymore. Okay? There's an organic way to do this where it works for everyone and it makes sense. And that is to start adding one new person at a time to your reference group. Okay, you're not going to have, you know, all the people that are going to be closest to you to add tomorrow. You're going to have to find them one by one. And what you're going to discover is that over the next 6, 12, 18, 24 months, as you add one new person to your reference group every couple months, every few months, every 6 months, that you're going to wake up in a couple of years and you'll have a new reference group and it'll be natural. And you'll spend a little less time with this person, a little bit more time with that one. And as you improve and as you grow and as you become successful, those who really love you and who really support you will see that even though they're getting less time and less kind of intimacy with you, that it's best for everyone involved. Because the time and the intimacy that you do have with them is actually supporting them. They're learning some of the new things. It's also supporting you that you're, you know, doing new things, etc. So this is one of the hardest things to swallow. Our families, our friends, the people we work around, these people affect us way more than we think. We become them, literally. So if we want to grow, we have to get to the next level, choose a new reference group. Now that's kind of the passive way to do this. Okay, you just surround yourself with who you want to become and it automatically happens. There's also what we might call an active method of this, or an active version. And that would be to create what is called a mastermind. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, okay, which is required reading for turning your talent into income, you have to read Think and Grow Rich. And I recommend that you get the original version. Okay, go online and find the original version, not the one that was updated, not the one that was changed. Get one of the originals. And I don't mean get the first edition in 1937. They print the original version now. It's a, you know, kind of perennial bestseller. And in the book, he introduces this idea of the mastermind, which is a conscious group of people who choose to become a reference group, to become a group mind, for the purpose of helping all of them become more successful. And in this group, what everyone is doing is actually dedicating their time, effort, energy to helping the others grow. So you may have heard the old crabs in a bucket metaphor, right? If you have one crab and you put it in a bucket, it'll climb out. But if you put two crabs in a bucket, if one of them tries to climb out, the other one will grab it and pull it in. Okay, well, unfortunately, we humans tend to mimic this, but in a metaphorical way. Developmentally, we're crabs in a bucket. So when someone starts going beyond who they were, we tend to pull them down because we're uncomfortable with it. We get threatened by it. We don't want them to leave, that kind of thing. So in a lot of cases, we can't even share our dreams or our plans with others because they'll just tear them down and they'll really become roadblocks to us. The mastermind is the flip side of that coin, where this is a group where everyone is working to become more successful and to help others become more successful. That's why it was put together consciously. It's not just surrounding yourself with who you want to become. It's surrounding yourself with other people who are intentionally surrounding themselves with who they want to become. And then when you meet and you spend time together, you deliberately help each other become successful and encourage each other. Here's the key. Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich that no great success or power is possible without the mastermind. It's not possible to have great success and great power. So, what we're doing right now is we're learning about indirect influence and indirect creation of the emergent called success. We're learning that we need to see the next level for ourselves and then surround ourselves with who we want to become and ultimately create a mastermind consciously of other like-minded people who are moving towards success, who are totally focused on their success, your success, and the group's success. If you're not having the success that you want in life, it's almost certain that you are not adding next level people to your reference group, and it's almost certain that you are not part of a mastermind with other like-minded, success-oriented individuals who are helping each other succeed. Okay? It's almost certain that you are not doing this. That's been my experience. Now, this is not the only thing that you need to do, but my experience is that it's the highest leverage thing that there is to do. It's not the only thing, but it's the highest leverage thing. If you want to become successful, you got to do this. This will get you 80% of the way there. And this will get you to do all the other things. Because when you have to show up in a group of people who are making lots of progress, and you have to speak with them, interact with them, it creates a culture of performance, of winning, of development. And that's what kind of triggers the and activates the mechanism side of you that gets you going to the next level. If you don't have this, my experience is very, very, very unlikely that you will be as successful as you'd like to be. Now, beyond reference group and mastermind is this thing that we call a mentor. Okay, a mentor. And a mentor is almost like, you know, a superhero mastermind member. And a mentor isn't just someone that you hang out with. A mentor isn't just someone in your mastermind. Mentor is someone who is several years ahead of you, who is highly successful in the area that you want to be successful in, who has entered into a relationship with you based on their enjoyment of helping other high performers reach success, and that's where they get the gratification, and your dedication to helping them feel successful by performing at a high level and taking what you learn from them and putting it into action. Something else that is very peculiar, but super cool that happens with human beings is that when we achieve a high level of success and we get all of our kind of lower needs met, okay, we've got survival and security and money and relationships and health, and we get all that kind of stuff met. What we want to do then is help others, because we see that all of us successful is better than only a few of us successful. Okay? 99% of the successful people that I've met, this is where they're coming from. Yes, of course, there are a couple of bad seeds here and there who want it all for themselves, and they're, you know, bad, mean, wrong, evil people. And, you know, they're going to go to people development hell. Okay, fine. But most people who become highly successful, they then realize, wow, this is something that I want to help everyone do. And they want to help others do it. And mentors get a particular kick out of working with high performers. In other words, working with people who will take their experience and knowledge, put it into action, and then come back and tell them, I used what you taught me and it worked. Give me more. And there's a real charge that we humans get out of helping another person actualize their potentials. Now, mentors have a strategic view that you cannot imagine. Now, let me say that again. A mentor, someone that's years down the road, that's highly successful, they have a strategic view, a view from 40,000 feet of the whole terrain that you can't even imagine. They can see obstacles that are in your path. They can see challenges. They can see leverage points that you can't even imagine in your mind because you wouldn't know to think in that way. And when you get a mentor, when you get a great mentor, they can look at you and your situation and they can give you that strategic next step that instead of banging your head against the wall for years, you get the information and you bang your head against the wall for, you know, weeks, because we tend to still go and screw things up, but you put it into action, you learn, you screw it up, you put it into action, you learn, you screw it up, and then you get it. Okay. And instead of taking 5 years, you took 5 weeks, and then you go back to the mentor and you say, okay, I did it. I screwed it up a few times, but now I get it. Right? Is this how it works? And they give you a little tweak. Okay, they can dramatically accelerate your development. I've had a few mentors in my day, and I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like working with someone who understands the road and who has already been down. So, how do you get a mentor? Well, the way you get it is, first, you need to have a vision for yourself. You need to get into the game of seeing a bigger vision for yourself, for your life, and for the world, and for the part that you're going to play actualizing your potentials and your talents, connecting them to opportunities, developing your strengths, and then focusing on creating value. You need to have a vision of how the world and you can be better because you actualize your talent. And then you need to go find potential mentors and you need to start talking to them about your vision and talking to them about your natural talents and about what you'd like to create. And this is what I've found really works to help you attract a mentor. If you haven't done some of the work yourself, okay, you know the old saying, God helps those that help themselves. If you haven't helped yourself, if you haven't done some of the work yourself, a potential mentor, someone that's highly successful, will just kind of look at you and immediately look on to the next person. Because what they'll see is someone that isn't even helping themselves. On the other hand, if you've identified what your natural talents are, if you've gone to work to start actualizing some of them, if you've created a vision for yourself in the future, in the world, and how things can be better, and you're really earnestly trying to figure it out, that's when mentors will want to help you. That's when they'll want to help you get to the next level. And they'll want to get involved. Because again, their joy in life is now derived from helping others get to the next level. But not everyone else, specifically people who will do it. And one of the most discouraging things in the world is to give advice to someone who's not serious or who's just lazy about it or who expects someone else to do it, and then having them not take action on it and then come back and complain and say, well, that didn't work. Okay, that's very discouraging. It's discouraging for everyone involved. So you need to have a vision for yourself and you need to have a vision for the world and you need to be going to work on actualizing your talents and your gifts. And then what you need to do is approach a potential mentor with a specific question about how to proceed. Okay, a specific question about how to proceed. So let's say that you decided that you were going to eventually be successful creating computer software because you recognize you have a mind for it. Okay, that's one of your skills. You're probably a Myers-Briggs intuitive thinker, probably introverted in my experience, and you're probably a rational or logical brained person. And you might look at this whole thing and say, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go to work understanding software. Okay, great. Well, why? Why are you going to do that? Well, because you realize that's where you can actualize your talents. That's where you can make a big difference. What kind of software you want to build? Well, let's say that you want to build a piece of software that makes people's lives better in some way. Okay, that's a very compelling vision. Go get some books. Start studying on your own. Read online. And when you run into something, okay, a specific question that you can see that someone that has experience could really answer, again, specific, then reach out to potential mentors. When you reach out to someone who's built a successful software business or who's highly successful at developing software in the business world, and you say, hey, I heard that software is a good business. You got any tips? Okay, they won't even respond to your email, especially if they're a super high performer and they're very successful. On the other hand, if you write to them and say, I've realized that some of my natural talents would lend themselves great to me becoming a software professional. And I have a vision where I'd like to create a piece of software that does this. And I've been studying online and I've been doing a little bit of coding and trying to figure it out. And I've come across this specific problem. Do you have any ideas for me? How should I proceed here? That kind of a question is likely to get an answer. Okay, if you can reach the person, it's likely to get an answer. And now with the internet, you can reach a lot of people that would make great mentors or great potential mentors. And by the way, when they give you advice, make sure and take the advice. Don't argue. Don't say that won't work. Don't say that would never work for me. Take the advice, repeat it back to them, thank them, and then go and take action on it and report back to them on how it worked. Okay, go take the advice and then go do it and report back how it worked. That closes the feedback loop and it allows them to see you acting, allows them to see you taking action, and it starts to set up this natural process. And if you do that, you'll be much more likely to attract a mentor. Now, getting a great mentor, okay, in the beginning is, you know, kind of like getting a date. Probably the first person that you reach out to, okay, isn't going to become your lifetime mentor. Just like the first person you reach out to get a date may not go on a date with you and probably isn't going to be, you know, the best partner for the rest of your life. So don't be discouraged if you reach out to a few people and they don't get back to you immediately. Keep trying. Okay, keep doing this strategy. Get a vision for yourself and for the world. Identify your talent. Start studying the area and going to work on it. Go to work as if you were going to be successful for sure. And then when you run into something specific, reach out and ask a potential mentor. I've had the good fortune, like I said, of having several great mentors and also meeting or being able to interact with several of the richest people in the world, billionaires, very, very successful people. And one of the things I like to do is always have a couple of really, really good questions ready at a moment's notice. Okay, because you never know when you're going to see one of these people or when the opportunity to meet one or interact with one is going to come up. So it's important to always be, you know, focused on what the next level is so that you can ask that question when they're there. If you don't have the question, the moment passes and it's over. So how do you identify someone that's a good potential reference group member, mastermind member, mentor? Okay, well, there are three different levels, okay, but the real common denominator that we're looking for here is we're looking for success. Okay, you want to be interacting with people who are successful and who are proven. I once had the opportunity to meet Steve Ballmer, who's the CEO of Microsoft. And I was at this event, and he happened to be there at the networking reception. And as soon as I saw him, it's like, okay, there's one of the richest people in the world, self-made multi-billionaire, you know, being part of the founding of Microsoft, CEO of one of the world's most powerful companies. There's the opportunity. And I didn't even hesitate, right? And I asked him a question about choosing people. And I basically said, Steve, you guys have hired some of the smartest and most talented people in the world, and you've done a lot of it. What do you look for in a superstar? And he didn't even hesitate. Right? He came back and he said, I look for two things. I look for passion and I look for a track record delivering projects to completion successfully. Passion and a track record delivering. And that really summed it up for me. I was like, okay, that's who we're looking for in life. We're looking for people with passion and a track record successfully delivering projects to completion. Getting things done, not having good ideas, not doing smart things, but delivering things completed and a track record of it. So when we're looking for a reference group member, when we're looking for a mentor, anytime we're looking for a manager in business or a leader, this is what we're looking for: passion and a track record delivering projects to successful completion. I think it's also worth noting here that if you're going to go to work inside of a company, which I think you definitely should do for a period of your business life, definitely a great learning experience, you're going to want to look at the leader of the company and your manager in the company. Okay, and you're going to want to scrutinize both of them to make sure that they individually are both superstars as well. Okay, so that they have passion and they have a track record delivering consistent success, delivering projects to completion successfully, and that they, okay, at least in spirit, are aligned with the direction that you're trying to go. Because the culture you're going to be working inside of, the mindset, the value system, will largely be determined by those people, the leader and your direct manager. And so look at them and make sure that they are superstars. All right, so let's do an exercise. So take out a piece of paper. And what I'd like you to do is make a list of the peers that you need to add to your social circle. Okay, the peers, your reference group, the people that you're going to be friends with and hang out with. You may already know them. You may not know them. The way to know who they are is these are people that have already created the success that you'd like to create. So if you'd like to become a successful software builder and you'd like to make a high income doing that, let's say that you say, you know what, I want to, 3 years from now, I want to be making $200,000 a year building software. Okay, well, the people that you want to add to your reference group, they need to be making at least $200,000 a year building software. So make a list of the peers that you want to add. You may know them. You may have friends that know them. You may kind of have heard of them. Or you may not know them, and you may need to go find them. But make a list of who you need to add to your reference group. Write down at least three people that you're going to add, ideally within the next 6 months. Three people you're going to add to your reference group in the next 6 months. And then reach out to them and ask them if they'll have coffee and talk to you about what you're working on. Okay, simple, casual get-together. These are just people you want to make friends with. Nothing fancy. Next, make a list of the people that you'd like to have in a mastermind. You know, these are going to be highly successful people, and you're going to organize this mastermind. You're going to get them together, and the purpose is to help each other succeed. So if you're this person that wants to build a successful mastermind, you're going to get together a group of people who make at least $200,000 a year. In this case, I'd shoot for more, right? $500,000 to a million or more a year. And get a group of ideally at least five or six, and no more than probably 10 or 12. And go out to them and say, I'm organizing a mastermind with highly successful, and in this case, it would be software builders. And we're going to have a mastermind meeting, and we're going to talk about methods for becoming more successful and growing our businesses. You host it. Okay, so organize it around a topic that everyone's interested in. And the easiest way to do this is to do it virtually over the telephone. I've done many telephone masterminds. You can go to freeconferencecall.com, which is a company we use a lot, freeconferencecall.com, and you can set up free conference calls. We just do a ton of them inside of our business and love this company. They'll even record the conference call so you can send it out to everyone afterwards. So you get the free conference call line, you invite everyone, and then you moderate. And the way it works is you have someone who is going to be up that week, and they share what their biggest challenge is and what their biggest opportunity is, and the rest of the group brainstorms, strategizes, and gives their best ideas for helping that person take advantage of their biggest opportunity and get past their biggest obstacle. It's a very simple format. And then you rotate to the next person. If you got 6, 7, 8 people, this works great, because if you do it weekly, every 6, 7, 8 weeks, everyone goes through the rotation. Everyone gets their need met. What you'll find is that you'll actually probably get more value when you're helping someone else than when you're getting helped, because you're listening to everyone help that other person and give ideas for them, and you're not on the hot seat, so to speak, and so you kind of relax. And of course, when it's your turn, you know, it's very, very powerful, especially if you let everyone else go first and you're just facilitating. It's also very valuable if you're going to do it on free conference call or if you're going to do it locally and in person, which is even better, by the way, but impractical now in the modern day for a lot of folks. You take notes, write down all the ideas, record it, and then when it's over, take a few minutes to organize your notes in the recording and send a follow-up email to everyone and say, here's a summary of all the ideas. Here's an attached audio recording of the mastermind meeting. And here's a reminder of when we're getting together next. The serious people will filter themselves in and out. You obviously want a mastermind full of serious people. And if someone doesn't show up a couple of weeks in a row, just don't invite them back. Okay? And you'll see, okay, some of the people will just show up and they'll be consistent. The mastermind, very, very powerful. And then next, make a list of at least 3 people that you'd like as mentors. And realistically, what you're looking to get is one of them. Okay? You want to reach out to 3, ideally get one who will be your mentor. And this is going to be longer term. Okay? You're looking for someone to work with you for 1 year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So what I'd like you to do is write down your vision for your future and the world. And then tell them what you've been up to. Okay? Researching, learning about the industry, practicing. And ask them a specific question about how to proceed. Then, okay, when one of them gets back to you at least, okay, and if you do a good job, you'll get at least one of them writing you back, take what they say and do it and report back the results to them. Okay, so if, for instance, you contact a potential mentor, let's say you want to become successful in software and you find someone that built a business and sold it for $4 million. You're like, okay, that would be really awesome. And who's been in software for 10 years. You write to them and say, okay, here's the vision that I have. Here's what I'm working on. Here's the research I've done. Here's the practice. What do I do here? If they say, go and read this book, go read the book as fast as possible and then report back to them and let them know that you read it. And then ask them for the next step. And after you've done this 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you've taken what they said and you've gone and done it and reported back the results, positive or negative, that's when a real potential mentor-mentee relationship will be started. Okay, so it's time to identify the opportunities of people, list the peers you want to add, list the people, the members of the mastermind you want to build, and 3 people you'd like as mentors, and go to work to build it. This is the highest leverage thing that you can possibly do. Most important condition you can set up to turn your talent into income. Do that now, and I'll talk to you in the next session.